This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, you know, this is interesting. Remember there was the woman who had received a anesthesia-free C-section. Remember, she went into, she had, I guess she was given an epidural when she was in labor. And it's, I don't understand the timeline, because usually we don't give the epidural until you're dilated a certain amount, when we think, you know, because we don't want the epidural wearing off. But it sounds like the next day, during active labor, she, the baby starts to crump and they have to do an emergency C-section. But their anesthesiologist wasn't called. Or the anesthesiologist was called but wasn't responding to the calls. And so there's two stories. And so the doctor has to save the baby, so goes in and starts cutting. So they strap the mom down. Well, we come to find out, according to the fiancé, that the hospital gave her a $25 gift card and apologized to her. And I guess that's all she got. So a California mom is suing the hospital for allegedly performing an anesthesia-free C-section. I was crying because I was scared. I didn't know what was going on. I was laying there. And obstetrician Dr. Sandra Lopez was like, we just have to do it. That's when I felt them cut me open. Nurses were holding me down. I could feel her cutting me in with her hands, opening me. That's when I passed out. Yeah, I hope that always happens to me. If, God forbid, I'm in, you know, like you'll watch The Walking Dead or you'll watch Mission Impossible and you're like, okay, if something happens to me really, really bad, I hope I pass out. And then, you know, like it's all over, you know, and I'm looking at a really good looking, you know, Henry Cavill. Oh my gosh, I saw Mission Impossible. Very cool, very cool. But we'll go back. I want to talk about this gift card. So her name, the patient, is Delfina Mota, 26 years old. She filed a lawsuit against her doctors in the Tri-City Medical Center in Oceanside. She had given birth July 13th, and she alleges that the hospital staff were careless and negligent in not administering anything to numb the pain of an emergency C-section, which, again, shouldn't happen. So Mota and her fiancé, Paul Ihenacor, if I'm pronouncing that right, all right, are suing. And she says that Dr. David Steve had administered the epidural to numb her from the waist down, and she was given Pitocin to help advance her labor. But her blood pressure dropped, and the baby's heart rate was difficult to read, so they had to do an emergency C-section. Again, I'm not sure, again, why we didn't have additional anesthesia. That doesn't make any sense. So, after she had the surgery, I think it's now been, you know, I'm not know how many months. I mean, she said she gave birth July 13th, but in this article they're talking about 8 months, which doesn't make any sense. But trying to soothe it over, the hospital gave them a $25 gift card to the gift shop. They gave her a $25 gift card to the gift shop. And then they also gave her a double room. They said, sorry for what happened, here's a gift certificate. So obviously they're in shock. The baby looks absolutely adorable. All right, but look, I'm really having a problem here with this whole timeline. This article says this happened July 13th. Yet the baby is 4 months old, and I'm looking at an Instagram from March. So I think somebody's messing up with the timeline here in the article. But $25 gift card. Now some people would say, look, they saved the baby's life. Okay? You know, when emergencies happen, mom's alive, baby's alive, let it go. I don't know. I mean, I told you I had that case where, you know, there was a little girl who was sick, Mom brings her in as a new patient to me. So I run a blood count. The blood count's kind of low. And so then I run an HIV test, and then the HIV is positive. And this was a little girl that had had a transfusion years prior, I believe as a baby. So Mom had no idea that she had HIV this whole time. So luckily we got her in with the HIV specialist, a good pediatrician, etc. And I guess Mom had gotten a bill for $14 or $28. I don't remember. I remember it wasn't much. I think it was $14. And the mom had a fit, stopped coming, was mad. And I'm like, okay, I just diagnosed your daughter. I don't care about the bill. Fine. But, you know, on one end, you're like, okay, look, you know, we saved your baby's life. On the other end, you know, like in this case, okay, that's a big cluster that somebody had to be cut open while, awake. So both she and her fiancé are seeking $5 million in damages. And the hospital says, we don't normally comment on pending litigation. The patient's public discussion of the care she received during her emergency C-section compels us to address this outrageous allegation. The patient was administered anesthesia prior to the surgery. We are pleased that the baby is healthy and happy. Well, then if she did receive the anesthesia, an appropriate anesthesia, why did they have to give her a gift card? And by the way, you know, these gift cards, I think gift cards are great gifts to give to people. But I find it just very self-serving when you give a gift card to your own store in hopes that the $25 isn't enough and they'll spend more money. Really? You kidding me? Really? So, in the future, how do you prevent this from happening? You can't. I mean, going through a pregnancy is one of the scariest things I know I've ever had to deal with. And I really feel bad for the guys because I think they want to be the ones in childbirth. I really do. You know, because guys don't like to stand around and not be able to do anything. Guys like to do something. And so I know my husband, he was just beside himself, seeing me in pain and going through all that. But as a pregnant woman, everybody thinks, oh, pregnant women are all happy and they're, you know, happy that their boobies got bigger and they get to wear maternity clothes and all that. No, we are not only horrified by the way we look, but we are scared to death at that light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the end of the tunnel of you giving birth, but you know you are going to be hit with one hell of a whammy when that happens. And it's just nothing that we really look forward to. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mandy, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so how many of you guys think beards are sexy? How many of you are just really into beards? You know, if Michael Fassbender, I think Michael Fassbender in one of the Magneto X-Men movies, he was like lumberjacking or something and he had a beard. It was sexy. I like a little scruff. But I gotta say, I'm turned on by a lot of things. I'm turned on by men who have hair, men who don't have hair, you know, bald men, tall men. I could be turned on by basically any guy, especially if he's in a fireman or, you know, cop uniform. But I'm not as big. I'm not saying you're not sexy, but I'm not as big on big bushy beards. I'm just not. And I don't think it's because of the way you look. I think you guys can look really, really sexy. But I think instinctively I knew that there's a lot of bacteria on them. And I guess we have a study from the Manchester University where 47% of beards contained fecal matter. And the fecal matter had bacteria that is obviously pretty pathogenic. So, the study was co-authored by Fragrance Direct and found despite cleaning habits of study participants, Enterococcus was found on 47% of beards that were swabbed and cultured. Now, Enterococcus is, right, caca. No, that's really not where caucus came. Caucus is round, so you have streptococci, gonococci. So, gonococci, yeah. So caucus is like these little round bacteria. They're really cute. Really cute, they. But enterococcus means it comes from the enteric or the inside or the gut. And we also find other feces. And there's over 17 different types of enterococcus species. But the most common is Enterococcus faecalis and Enterococcus faecium. Now, if you get this, any of those, you could get a bladder infection, you could get an infection in the abdomen, you could get an infection in the pelvis, you could get a wound infection, blood infection, sepsis. It's just, it could be bad. Now, this isn't the first time we heard that beards can be dirty. There was a study done in 2015 by Quest Diagnostics in New Mexico in which a microbiologist swabbed beards and grew out cultures just for poops and giggles, and he found bacteria that commonly colonize our colon. And so, what's going on here? Well, I think a lot of us can kind of figure out, all right? One way to get feces or bacteria from feces on your beard is having your face near a tushy. Now, I look through binoculars. I'll come up and kiss the cats. You know, but my face is not really near somebody's butt. It may happen, though, right, during oral sex, if he's performing that, and then something is getting on the beard. And remember, science is not rocket science, okay? You know, when things happen in science, it's not because we're super smart and there's a lack of logic. I mean, we could explain almost everything, and whatever we can't explain, we say, well, that's God or nature. So we pretty much have an answer for everything, right? And bacteria, once it gets on the beard, so if, you know, you are in that air vicinity, and something decides to hop on, like a Tarzan, vine, right? The bacteria will do that. Bacteria jump. They don't care. They have fun. Especially little baby bacteria. Yeah, you got the mommy and daddy bacteria, and you got little baby bacteria. Well, not that mommy and daddy bacteria mate. They usually divide. But you can have mommy types of bacteria. You got daddy types of bacteria. Then you got the little baby bacteria. Little baby cocci. You know, the dad's like, what are you doing? Oh, nothing, Dad. Just swinging over here. We'll stay put. But you said to spread. So I can keep an eye on you. Okay, just over here, Daddy. And then the beard goes away, and the beard takes the cocci, the enterococci in this particular case. So also remember, beard hair offers a nice, warm, moist shelter. Hey, it makes sense. So Fragrance Direct, who co-authored this, co-sponsored it, so you kind of wonder if they have beard shampoo, recommends to shampoo your beard. They say caring for your beard is essential for its health, helping it stay fresh to keep the bacteria at bay. Everyone knows to shampoo their hair, but beards need some attention too. Men should use beard shampoo when they shower along with conditioner afterwards. Conditioning a beard. That's got to be cool. So if you're going to run your fingers through someone's beard, you might want to sanitize them afterwards. So here's my thing. Okay, I'm not here to tell you guys to not enjoy sex. But understand that you're doing things that aren't necessarily what your bodies were designed to do. You know, I told you guys kind of the evolution of, you know, pelvic hair, right? Pubic hair and stuff. Women have like a triangle. Men have a triangle too, shape. Yeah, don't shave for a few weeks. You'll see it's kind of triangular, right? And that's because it's in nature, it's an arrow. You know, you have somebody sitting there and, you know, she's, I don't know, by the, you know, tree of forbidden fruit. You know, so Adam, that's kind of what happened. So, you know, Adam was made, you know, and Adam was, you know, a beautiful, you know, human being. You know, God made man in his own image. But Adam didn't know what to do with himself. You know, and, you know, there's, you know, bison running around and there's plants. And I guess, you know, he was waiting for somebody to serve him, right? So God's like, all right, well, we got to make a woman. So then God made Eve. Now Eve looks at Adam and goes, what the hell are you doing sitting around? Get off your butt. He's like, woman, please feed me. He's like, I got to feed you? But is that my job? Man, this is bull crap. So anyway, she goes, there's a piece of fruit. So she goes and grabs a piece of fruit. And it just happened to be a piece of forbidden fruit. And she gives it to Adam. And Adam's like, what the hell is this? She's like, he said, you want to eat? You're grumpy when you don't eat. Your sugar's low. I'm not putting up with this. He's like, well, I don't want to eat this. It's you know, not beef. It's not meat. Cook me some meat, woman. She's like, I don't know if we're supposed to cook the meat. I don't know what the hell we're supposed to do. So you had two pieces. Yes. You didn't read Genesis? Oh my gosh, it's word for word in Genesis like that. Word for word. So then, they're like, okay, well, you know, we got our sex. She's like, maybe. So, well, how are we supposed to do that? So there's arrows. So the body has arrows. And, you know, a woman's breasts, very interesting. They're kind of like little stop signs. If you see breasts, they look like eyes. Right? They're kind of like eyes. And so eyes are very attractive in nature. So male cavemen, when they're going around, they're like, whoa, she's got some big eyes. Like, don't be looking at my eyes. Look at my face. Oh, some big eyes. And it tells you to stop. You stop when you see eyes. So a woman's body is designed to have sex. Well, so are guys, too. That's why we're supposed to propagate. That's what animals do. And so, when the two first people, Adam and Eve, my guess is Adam and Eve were the first two people to have sex, unless she was really mad at him for not getting off his butt and, you know, killing the spider or doing whatever he's supposed to do. But remember, they didn't have a mother-in-law, so my guess is their sex life was really robust because there was no in-laws. So, where do you go? So the body actually has arrows. You go here. You do this. And it just ends up being natural and instinctive. All of a sudden, I think it was 1962, people started to do weird things with their mouth. And I guess, I don't know, they decided to not face each other. There were all these other, like, weird, you know, things. And they wrote a book, The Joy of Sex. And I, as a kid, was looking at this going, wait a second. Really? I don't know. But the thing is then you're putting yourself at risk for some other things. You know, if you actually have sex the way nature intended, you're probably not going to get HPV-related throat cancer. You're probably not going to harbor super gonorrhea in the mouth. I'm sorry to have to be very pungent about it, but, you know, we do a lot of things, and that's fine. I mean, maybe, you know, we have certain tastes. I mean, I tell my husband to dress up like Michael Fassbender. We all have our tastes and fetishes. That's totally fine. But keep in mind that if you do have your face in a certain area of the body, I clean it off. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
President Trump announced today that he is reimposing U.S. sanctions on Iran that had been lifted as part of the Iran nuclear deal. The sanctions hope to put some financial pressure on Iran. And Don Bremmer, he's a former Iraq War veteran, he says this is exactly what needs to be done.
The $1.7 billion did not go back to the Iranian people. It went to funding operations in Syria. It went to funding operations in Yemen, while the Iranian people have been suffering. The rial is worthless at this point, and right now, you know, we've got to bring Iran to the table, and I think this is the only way. Nice did not work, so we've got to be tough.
More than 70 people were shot over the weekend in Chicago, a surge in gun violence that has local police blaming gang violence and access to guns. Now, there are many folks as well that are calling for Mayor Rahm Emanuel to resign due to the fact that he is not able to control the violence going on in his city. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so drug fatalities have now soared. They said in the last 5 years by 41%. And so many deaths are including prescription drugs. Not only prescription drugs, those that were initially spawned by prescription drug use, then later acquired illegally, like heroin, fentanyl, etc. So officials are warning that this painkiller fentanyl is soaring because it's readily available on the dark web and it's cheap. And they're even mixing it with heroin. Many people. If the fentanyl isn't enough, let's add heroin to it. They also say cocaine deaths have also hit record highs. You don't hear much about cocaine. cocaine was really big in the 80s, and you don't really hear a lot, you know, a lot. I mean, it sounds like more people are doing. Yeah, remember cocaine was really big in the 80s and 90s, and then meth was big in the 90s and 2000s, and, you know, you had Breaking Bad, and, you know, now we don't hear a lot about meth, a lot about cocaine, even though they exist. And they're still very much sought after. But what's hitting the news is fentanyl, opioids. People love the way they feel on that. But they say cocaine deaths have also record high. Low prices, right? Less demand, more supply drives down price. So you're going to see narcotics go up in price. That's not going to be good. They say that it is easier to get cocaine now than ordering a pizza. You know, it's interesting. My son was at a summer party and, you know, heard one kid talk about, oh, yeah, guys, if you need anything, I know the guy and blah, blah, blah. And he starts talking about some random guy. And, you know, my son was talking to me. He's like, you know, look, I just find the whole thing odd. It's one bad thing to go and get drugs from another student. But these people are now seeking out these older individuals who are selling to kids. And, and again, I don't know the name, otherwise I would have called the police. You know, nobody got the name. But, you know, it's just, there's a demand, there's a market. B, there's people that get it. I don't know how they get it. They do. And they very easily sell it. And apparently it's easier to when I went to school, I remember some kids had some. And I remember I was offered on my way home from the bus stop, somebody opened up a little, it looked like a vitamin bottle. You know those white opaque vitamin bottles? And they opened it up and they showed me, I remember white powder, and I remember seeing a blade, a razor blade in there. And I was really naive. I was 13 years old. And I'm like, oh, gosh, that looks sharp. I'm like, no, I don't want it. And they didn't call it Coke or anything like that. They called it something else. And they asked if I wanted to try it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, no, there's like, you know, something sharp in there. No, no, thank you. And I walked home, and then, you know, later I was like, oh, dude, somebody was offering me Coke. But, yeah, it was in, like, a little vitamin bottle, like a little Centrum bottle. So there's a whole variety of ways people hide the stuff, and it's, I mean, you guys know more than I. I'm naive compared to, you know, the average person. But we're looking at deaths rising, and whether it's death by teenager, by young millennial, older individuals, we're having some major changes to our life expectancy. And the more people die, right, you know, for some stupid reason, the more it lowers our life expectancy. Ian Hamilton, a drug researcher at York University, said more people now die due to drugs than as a result of fatal accidents. So what are the most common drugs responsible for deaths? Heroin or morphine, number one, methadone, which we use to help get people off narcotics, tramadol. See, I have been very cautiously embracing of tramadol. Tramadol, I believe, is a Schedule 4, so it's not as highly controlled as some of the other narcotics and opioids. But when the pharmaceutical companies in the 90s were coming out, this in the early 2000s, discussing Ultram, and tramadol is a generic for Ultram, I'm like, well, it's like a narcotic. It acts like a narcotic. Yeah, but it's not a narcotic. I go, but it acts like one, right? It takes the shape and form of one, and it triggers the receptor in the brain, so you feel like you have a narcotic. Yeah, but it's not a narcotic. I go, okay, but can you still get addicted to it? Yeah, but not like a narcotic. And I've seen people addicted to tramadol. In fact, you almost wonder if you see more people getting addicted to these because they are weaker. So somebody, you know, somebody tries it like, okay, well, that's not enough. We'll take two or take three. So don't underestimate tramadol. I told you I had that, you know, older lady, I think she was 65, in her 60s, coming in having diarrhea and, you know, gastrointestinal issues. And she goes, you know, so I work her up for acute gastroenteritis. And she goes, and she was a new patient. She goes, by the way, I need a refill. And I go, of what? They didn't say you're on any medicines. Oh, tramadol. I'm not on any medicines right now, but I take Ultram. I need a refill of that. I go, really? She goes, yeah, I ran out. And I go, when did you run out? A couple days ago. And how often do you take it? Oh, I take it every day for my arthritis. So her GI symptoms, her diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, body aches, had nothing to do with a bug or food poisoning, even though we still ruled it out. It was because she was withdrawing from not getting her tramadol. Other drugs responsible for deaths is codeine, fentanyl, cocaine, amphetamine, ecstasy, MDMA. Cannabis is involved in drug deaths. Certain psychoactive substances not yet defined. So I'm wondering if they're talking about spice and these fake marijuanas. Any benzodiazepine. So benzodiazepine, like Valium, Xanax, etc. Zolpidem, which is Ambien. Any antidepressant, any antipsychotic. And Tylenol. All right, so what does that mean for you or I? It means don't think you're not going to be one of these numbers. If you wake up in the morning and you take a painkiller, then you have to go to work and you're nervous, so you take a Valium. Then you take another painkiller or you pop some extra Tylenol. Then it's kind of late in the day, you feel a little edgy, so you take another Valium or Xanax or Klonopin. Then at nighttime, you have some alcohol, you have some drinks. Then you take another pain pill. Then maybe you take some Ambien to sleep. You could be, that could be you. So, we really over-medicate. You know, in the 80s, we were afraid to medicate. We're like, oh, no, it's a crutch. Then all of a sudden, the 90s and 2000s, it was like, look, no. No labels anymore. Who cares if you have to take a medication? And I agree with that. Just because you have to be on Prozac doesn't mean you need to be, you know, bullied and stereotyped. So what? Your serotonin's low. You need Prozac. It's not a big deal. It shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't be bullied by it or stigmatized by it. The problem is the people who are like, look, no pain, no gain, or, you know, I got this, instead are like, well, no, then I will take a Xanax. Fine, I need Xanax. Fine, I need Klonopin. Fine, I need Tramadol. And they keep going to the medication to the point where, okay, now I need it. How do you stop this? We can't change our attitudes about medications. They're easy to get, and, you know, life is getting harder and harder for people who really don't know what hard life is. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got another Ebola outbreak just days after the most recent one was called off, saying, oh, okay, outbreak's done. I'm like, don't say that, please, don't say that. And unfortunately, we're being told that now 33 people are feared dead in the latest fresh Ebola outbreak. Although we have only heard officially from the Democratic Republic Congo that there's been three deaths. But apparently we're being told that it's probably a lot more. So a mass vaccination campaign will begin this week to stem the outbreak. This comes 2 weeks after the DRC declared the end of another one. So virologists feared that the outbreak was reminiscent of the 2014 Ebola pandemic. As you know, that decimated West Africa, killed 11,000, I believe, 200 people. But this new outbreak in the east of the DRC is on track to dwarf the one that sparked panic earlier this summer. The Ministry of Health has confirmed 13 cases of Ebola in the North Kivu province. That borders Uganda and Rwanda. And then they say another 25 are probable. A further 5 probable cases have been noted in the Ituri province that also borders Uganda and shares the crossing with South Sudan. Officials are currently testing 33 other suspected cases in the laboratory to either confirm or exclude it. Now, this is interesting. We were told that that Ebola has about an 80 to 90% morbidity and mortality. According to this article, they say it kills 50% of people it strikes. I think it's higher than that. 3 healthcare workers have been struck down by Ebola already. One has, or have been struck with Ebola. One has recently died. And they say an unsafe burial of a 65-year-old Ebola sufferer triggered the latest outbreak. She was buried, and members of her family began to then display symptoms of the virus. Then 7 of them died. Most of the cases have been recorded in the district of Mangina, 18 miles west of the city of Beni. I know, I thought of Step Brothers too when I heard that. They say, but healthcare workers have been told they will have to navigate their response among more than 100 armed groups. So, they're going to start the vaccination just like they did in the Ecuador province, right? They have to, be a little bit more expeditious about following up on cases and making sure people come in and get treatment. But it's kind of frightening that we're leaving it up to the country to tell us. You know, obviously they want to keep it under wraps. I don't blame them. I would want to keep it under wraps because, I wouldn't want to as a doctor. But if I was worried about tourism, I was worried about the economy, and I knew that the media blows everything out of proportion. And West Africa, isn't it the size of the United States? You know, so when you hear that there are, let's say, 5 cases or 3 cases of Ebola in West Africa, right, people think the whole entire continent, they think the whole southern hemisphere is infected. And you're like, we're just talking a few cases. So I get how, you know, they want everyone to kind of calm down. But still, you know, apparently there was one case of Ebola during the 2014-2016 pandemic. There were 4 cases in the U.S. One died. We knew of Thomas Duncan. That was in Texas. But there were 4 cases, although I believe those were people that traveled back to the United States. Mali had 8, the UK had 1, Senegal had 1, but Nigeria had 20, Liberia had 10,600, Sierra Leone had 14,000, and Guinea had 3,800 back in the 2014-2016 pandemic. So, we need to be very careful in the media, because when an outbreak happens, nobody wants word of that getting out. Like, look what happened with McDonald's and Chipotle. Everybody's talking about McDonald's and Chipotle. There were a few salads that might have had to be involved in the recall. And I get it did affect multiple stores. And they said, well, maybe 400 people got sick. We want to hear about this. As consumers, we want to hear about it. But other people will extrapolate that to, okay, no, don't get a Big Mac over there. Or don't get a cheeseburger. They have an outbreak. They may be right to think that. I mean, if some of the, you know, food that they've served possibly could have been contaminated. I don't blame you for being concerned that it could also be other food as well. But many times it's not. It just affects one small sliver of the whole restaurant menu, and it ruins business for, you know, every other franchise that was careful. So people like to lay low. You know, there was a restaurant that did tapas here where I live in Las Vegas, and it was a damn good restaurant. It was delicious. But I think 1 or 2 people got sick. And they're closed. They're out of business. I mean, the location on my neck of the woods. And it just, that's all it takes once the media takes hold. So my concern with that is, you know, they're saying, no, only three people. Yeah, you have other sources going, no, we're looking at 33 who've died already in the last 2 weeks. You're like, whoa, okay, somebody tell us, what is it? Well, that's why we have watchdogs, that's why we have, but then on the other end, we don't hear that these are actually bullet cases. They're suspected. So the media, right? I mean, like, look at the title of this article. The title of this article is 33 Fear Dead in Fresh Ebola Outbreak. Now, that title of that article is correct. Nothing that I, you know, yeah, we have 33 Fear Dead in Fresh Ebola Outbreak, but that's not saying those 33 have Ebola. So you see that, you're like, oh my gosh, there's an Ebola outbreak and multiple people have died. That's what the average reader gets from that. In the Democratic Republic of Congo. So, just look at the news and look at the way they word things. You know, like that, I was talking about beards. We opened today with the feces and the beard. And so, you should have seen some of the titles of articles out there. You know, your beard has poop on it. Well, no, it doesn't. There was a study that swabbed men's beards. Maybe your particular beard is clean because you washed your face in the shower. You know? So. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Flavored hookahs are not safer than cigarettes. And they're saying that hookah smoking, which is getting a lot more popular among the youth, can lead to heart attack and stroke. Researchers from the University of California, Los Angeles, have found smoking hookah for 30 minutes resulted in the development of cardiovascular risk factors similar to that of cigarette smoking, thereby implying that smoking hookah could be just as bad. They looked at heart rate, blood pressure, arterial stiffness, blood nicotine. They looked at exhaled carbon monoxide levels. And these were 48 healthy young hookah smokers before and after 30 minutes of smoking. And one single session upped their heart rate by 16 beats per minute, also increased their blood pressure, caused increased stiffness. And so you have tobacco flavored with fruit, candy, alcohol flavors. And so hookah is kind of like, it's flavored tobacco. Some people really like that. And so that's kind of why vaping got its big start and push. You know, people wanted a non-cigarette form. The only thing is if hookahs do have tobacco, then unfortunately you're getting all the crap associated with that. So, Mary Rezhana, a lead researcher, says our findings challenge the concept that fruit-flavored hookah tobacco smoking is a healthier tobacco alternative. It is not. Now, cigarette usage is declining. We're doing a great job with that. But we're vaping more and we're hookahing more. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.